bucket is. Oh, oh, the bucket.
Welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 669. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from The Orchids. That was an also-ran power pop band from the late 70s and early 80s. The song I played was The Boy Can't Dance, and that was on the band's debut album that came out on MCA in 1980. An album I picked up kind of randomly because it looked like it might fit the bill of something I would enjoy, and I do for the most part. There are no fantastic hits in there, no undiscovered gems, but it's a nice kind of round picture of that era. I got lots of music this week and very little time, so I should stop talking and just play something from Duncan Reed and the Big Heads. It's Singing with the Beach Boys.
Just before the dawn, another day in town. He'll be working, but it's this weekend he gets to see his boy. He'll meet him at his mother's, keep him for the weekend. They'll take his soft top Mustang, head down to the coast, ready for whatever comes. Get away. Roof down, sunshine, smiling on the boat, ready for some summer sun every day. They'll have the sea.
easy means to me. Life is never easy, not always what it could be. And wouldn't it be nice to be with you far more? Be there every morning, be there in the evening. Enjoy it when it comes along, live the day. Crank those tunes out, shout for Barbara Ann, surf imaginary waves all the way. Put the CD player on, cranked up
to the Too Much Rock podcast. We just heard from Rotten Sun with the song How Many Days Till Summer. That's on the new EP Troubled Region, which came out June 16th. Just a digital-only self-released affair that you can find on Bandcamp. Learn more about that Stockholm-based band. It's a little power pop. It's a little garage. It's got really bad timing. It's a long time until summer, dude. Before that, we heard from Duncan Reed and the Big Heads with the song Singing with the Beach Boys. That's on the album, and it's Goodbye from Him, which came out September 12th of this year on his own little Big Head Records. It's supposedly the last album from that project, and maybe the last from Duncan Reed, period, which would be amazing for an artist that started kind of in the mid-70s with big hits with the boys. It's a good album. It's not fantastic, but there are some good songs on it, and that song is one of them. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. All right, this next one's an interesting one. I just picked it up at random because it looked like it might be good, and it was. It's Iron City House Rockers and the song Junior's Bar.
Standing at the bar, I'm just dressing up for a cough to lie down in. I can't say I know. I was overcome in the distance. I was lost in my own incidents in my mind. Were you calling to me from outside of a dream? I wanna
machine. Once you commit to the turn, you're gonna have to follow through. Cover your eyes when the splash comes. It's the only thing you can do. Placing your faith in the strength of the safety visor. Placing your faith in the strength of the safety visor. Leaving only slightly diminished. A little bit wiser.
Some brand new music from the Mountain Goats. The song is Murder at the 18th Street Garage, and that's on the new album Ginny from Thebes, which will be out October 27th on Merge Records. The album's got some upbeat rock and roll, a lot of strings, and some really good songs, but no great ones. Before that, we heard from the Gaslight Anthem with the song Positive Charge. That's on the band's new album History Books, which will be out October 27th on their own Rich Mahogany Records. That New Brunswick band kind of back after a long hiatus, and it's nice to have them back. No songs that floor me, but it's kind of a warm, fuzzy feeling when I hear something new from the Gaslight Anthem. And then we started that set off with Iron City House Rockers, a band from Pittsburgh, PA that's still around. That song's called Junior's Bar, and it was pulled from the Have a Good Time But Get Out Alive album that came out in 1980 on MCA Records. I picked up that one from someone just operating a stall in the City Market a couple weeks ago because it's got big names all over it. Ellen Foley, Ian Hunter, Stephen Van Zandt, Mick Ronson, just all over that record. And it was a pleasant surprise, kind of mixing that very early Joe Jackson with a little more pub rock, a little more heartland rock, coming up with something that's a really, really good album. So I suggest you pick that one up. I just saw that it was re-released recently, like in the last couple of years, on a 2-CD set that has all of the bonus tracks. So that one is Iron City House Rockers, Have a Good Time, But Get Out Alive. Anyway, I'm very much out of time, so let's wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 669. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media website like Facebook, Blue Sky, or Instagram at Sid Much Rock or Too Much Rock. And let's turn to the concert calendar, where we've got Genre playing Stray Cat on the 22nd. I think that's part of the Lilliput Kleenex book release. On the 24th, Brian Jonestown Massacre at the Record Bar. On the 25th, Wilco is at the Midland, or Moon 17 is playing Farewell. 40 Feet Tall is playing Howdy that night. On the 26th, The Giant Dog is back at the Record Bar. Creepy Jingles play Bottleneck on the 27th. Cool Keith plays Record Bar. Scuffed plays outside at the Pin Valley Skate Park. And Pink plays T-Mobile Center on both the 27th and 28th. 28th, you also have Still Ill playing a Great Big Bill at Blip. And Haunted Creepies playing at Sister Anne's. Terry Quinn in the plays at Cauldron Collective / Churnsaw Books. I'm not sure how they're calling that one, on the 29th. On the 31st, Freight Train Rabbit Killer playing Ship. I think that's the only Halloween show I've heard of, so let me know what I'm missing. Peeking into November a little bit, we see Tiny Moving Parts at Rhino on the 1st, High Lung at Midland on the 3rd, as well as Screaming Females playing that night at Record Bar, and Eggs on Mars playing at Rhino. And then on the 4th, Apocalypse Meow Benefit at Record Bar, Tiki Brawlers at the Brick, Flooding at Howdy. Looking at the website, there's nothing new out there. I need to get on the ball and get some things posted for you. I got one track left for you, and it's new Bonnie Prince Billy. The song is called Trees of Hell. It's on the new album Keeping Secrets Will Destroy You that came out in August of this year on Drag City Records. And it is maybe my favorite Will Oldham record in decades. I just lose myself in this one, and this one is haunting and wonderful. So we're going to end things here. I'm going to tell you to pick up this record, but right now you're going to listen to Trees of Hell by Bonnie Prince Billy.
The trees, they now surround us with their girth and with their might. rhizomatic saplings take particular delight in creeping ever closer, in hemming us all in. With inherent knowledge that the burning will begin. Gasping for black air, for black anything we reach. Black punishment, black rage, black reply for all and each. My eyes, they look for green in among the trees of hell. There's only black and red and gray as far as I can tell. Satan did a dance with me and I danced right along. Maybe somewhat purged I'll be by making of this song. The trees have come to take back what we took away from them. We yanked their roots, claimed their branches, pulled them limb from limb. We stole and violated all that would have been shared swift. We saw inherent harmony, assumed it was our gift. One tree ripped my stomach out, one branch tore my eyes out. Blowing leaves whipped and tore the skin from off my back. They held at bay the mourners and kept away the worms. They provisions for a sense of everlasting lack. Satan did a dance with me and I danced right along. Maybe somewhat urged I'll be by making of this song.